It's time for the NCC Sports Weekly, a look at the events of the North Central Conference. And now, here's your host, Mike Hendrickson.
Hello and welcome to the NCC Sports Weekly, the North Central Conference, one of the premier NCAA Division II leagues in the country. I'm your host, Mike Hendrickson. Women's basketball teams from the North Central Conference continued to dominate their competition. North Dakota is off to an 11-0 start. St. Cloud State is 9-0. Minnesota Duluth is 10-1. Augustana 6-1. Nebraska Omaha 10-2. South Dakota 8-2. And Minnesota State is 5-5. Overall, they have an 84% winning percentage against teams from other conferences. Conference play will get underway after the start of the new year. Lindsay Dietz of Minnesota Duluth has been named the North Central Conference Women's Player of the Week. Dietz is a senior from Elk River, Minnesota. She averaged 20 points, almost 8 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game as her team rolled to 3 victories last week. The North Central Conference men's basketball teams are also off to a very solid start. University of South Dakota is 7-1 in non-conference play. Minnesota State at 7-3. St. Cloud State and Minnesota Duluth at 6-3. And North Dakota is 6-4. Overall, the conference has a winning percentage of 64% against non-conference foes. Luke Anderson of Minnesota State and Turner Troffoltz of the University of South Dakota have been named Players of the Week. Anderson is a junior forward from Bloomington, Minnesota, and Troffoltz is a senior from Schuyler, Nebraska. Patrick Alabone of Nebraska Omaha has been named the North Central Conference Wrestler of the Week. Alabone is a junior from Sioux City, Iowa. He collected 4 victories without allowing an offensive point in claiming the 157-pound weight class at the Loper Open. Katrina Sanderberg and Marty Wally of Minnesota State Mankato have been named the NCC Swimmers of the Week, while Holly Schlingman of Minnesota State Mankato has been honored as the North Central Conference Diver of the Week. And congratulations to a pair of North Central Conference football players. Wes Bishoner of the University of South Dakota finished second in the Harlan Hill balloting for Player of the Year. Digger Anderson of the University of North Dakota was fifth. For more information on the North Central Conference, check out www.northcentralconference.org and get out and support these athletes. They are a great balance of athletics and academics. That's the North Central Conference Sports Update for the week. I'm your host, Mike Hendrickson. Thanks for joining us.
This has been the NCC Sports Weekly, a look at the events in the North Central Conference. Join us again for another edition of the NCC Sports Weekly.